What am I supposed to do with this? I asked, pointing at the gun.
First you load it. I'll give you some bullets. Then you stick it in your pocket and carry it with you everywhere you go. And when one of them Paget thugs jumps out from behind the bushes, you blast him right between the eyes.
To help convey his message, he moved his index finger through the air like a bullet and poked himself between the eyes. It's not loaded.
Hell no. Don't you know anything about guns?
Afraid not.
Well, you better learn, boy, at the rate you going.
That bad, huh?
I did a divorce one time 10 years ago, I guess, for a man whose young wife liked to sneak over to the brothel and make a few bucks. The guy worked offshore, stayed gone all the time, had no idea what she was up to. He finally found out. The Pagets owned the whorehouse, and one of them had taken a shine to the young lady.
Somehow the cigar stayed in place, bobbing up and down with the narrative.
My client was heartbroken, and he wanted blood. He got it. They caught him out one night and beat him senseless.
They?
The Pagets, I'm sure, or some of their operatives.
Operatives?
Yeah, they got all sorts of thugs who work for them. Leg breakers, bomb throwers, car stealers, hitmen.
He allowed the hitman to hang in the air while he watched me flinch. He gave the impression of one who could tell stories forever without being unduly burdened by veracity. Harry Rex had a nasty grin and a twinkle in his eyes, and I strongly suspected some embellishment was underway. And of course they were never caught, I said.
Pagets never get caught.
What happened to your client?
He spent a few months in the hospital. The brain damage was pretty severe, in and out of institutions, really sad. Broke his family. He drifted to the Gulf Coast where they elected him to the state senate.
I smiled and nodded at what I hoped was a lie, but I didn't pursue it. Without touching the cigar with his hands, he flicked his tongue somehow and cocked his head, and it slid to the right side of his mouth.
You ever eat goat? He asked.
Say what?
Goat.
No, I didn't know it was edible.
We're roasting one this afternoon. The first Friday of each month, I throw a goat party at my cabin in the woods. Some music, cold beer, fun and games. About 50 folks, all carefully selected by me. The cream of society. No doctors, no bankers, no country club assholes. A classy bunch. Why don't you stop by? I got a firing range out behind the pond. I'll take the pistol and we'll figure out how to use the damn thing.
Harry Rex's 10-minute drive into the country took almost half an hour, and that was on the paved county road. When I crossed the third creek past Heck's old Union 76 station, I left the asphalt and turned onto gravel. For a while, it was a nice gravel road with mailboxes indicating some hope of civilization. But after 3 miles, the mail route stopped, and so did the gravel. When I saw a rusted-out Massey Ferguson tractor with no tires, I turned left onto a dirt road. His crude map referred to it as a pig trail, though I had never seen one of those. After the pig trail disappeared into a dense forest, I gave serious thought to turning back. My Spitfire wasn't designed for the terrain. By the time I saw the roof of his cabin, I'd been driving for 45 minutes. There was a barbed wire fence with an open metal gate, and I stopped there because the young man with the shotgun wanted me to. He kept it on his shoulder as he looked scornfully at my car.
What kind is it? He grunted.
Triumph Spitfire. It's British. I was smiling, trying not to offend him. Why did a goat party need armed security? He had the rustic look of someone who had never seen a car made in another country.
What's your name?
He asked. Willie Traynor. I think the Willie made him feel better, so he nodded at the gate.
Nice car,
he said as I drove through. The pickup trucks outnumbered the cars. Parking was haphazard in a field in front of the cabin. Merle Haggard was wailing from 2 speakers placed in the windows. One group of guests huddled over a pit where smoke was rising and the goat was roasting. Another group was tossing horseshoes beside the cabin. 3 well-dressed ladies were on the porch, sipping something that was certainly not beer.